night, the Metro FM Music Awards 2025.
I'm so excited for the Metro FM Awards.
Hosted by the Mpumalanga Provincial Government. Sponsored by the Motsepe Foundation.
Oh, shout out to Mpumalanga. We're coming through heavy, shutting it down. If you're throwing an event that weekend, you might just want to postpone it. We're letting you know early because we own the entire space when we pull up to Mpumalanga. Hey, I woke up this morning. I saw this video of a guy. He was arrested at the age of 16. When he came out now, he was in jail for a good 29 years.
I think I saw that post.
You saw the video?
Yes.
It was crazy.
He was wrongfully imprisoned.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now everyone is saying that, yo, this guy needs to get his coins right. Mm-hmm. Because what they did to him is unfair, going to jail for something you did not do. But also it just made me ask a few questions, like understanding the law, especially when it comes to children who commit crime. The CJA, I don't know if you know them, the Criminal Justice Act, seeks to ensure that the child justice matters are managed in a rights-based manner and to assist children suspected of committing crimes to turn their lives around and become productive members of society by engaging with the child in restorative justice. I know that members of the society engage with the child and the measures, diversions, and other alternative sentencing options just so, you know, everything can move accordingly.
100%. Now, 2 weeks ago, we ran a story of an 18-year-old boy who appeared in the Vereniging Magistrates Court in connection with the murder of his 3-year-old brother. The boy from Orange Farm in Johannesburg is accused of allegedly poisoning his 3-year-old brother. This morning, we're joined by Justice Magai, who is an attorney of the High Court of South Africa and also the founder and director of Magai Attorneys Incorporation. A very good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Mornings.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Thank you once again for making the time to chat to us. It's a big conversation. I think it's going to bring a whole lot of clarity for most of us.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps just to kick it off this morning, what does the law actually say about minors accused of committing crimes?
Okay, no, perfect. I'm glad there was the issue of the CJA, Child Justice Act. Now, that's the legal framework which is applicable to children in conflict. And the word is in conflict with the law and also accused of committing offenses. I also like what the DJ said with regards to allegedly, because the state still has to prove it, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So now, when it comes to the issue of children, we would have to find out first is the criminal capacity.
Yeah.
So now, the law says from age 0 to 12, there's no criminal capacity. In other words, the child cannot act in accordance with any appreciation of wrongfulness. Even if something happened, that child lacks criminal capacity. So in Latin, we say it's doli in capax. But now from 12 to 14, there's a presumption now that the child does have a criminal capacity. Mm-hmm. However, the state has to prove that the child has criminal capacity. 14 to 17 and 18, then unfortunately or fortunately, it's presumed that you have criminal capacity as a child.
Okay. Mm. Are you then tried as a child or as an adult at that point? Or does the court make that decision?
Thankfully, since the CJA came into law or into effect, you are tried separately.
Okay.
So we would move you to a child justice court.
Got it. Okay, interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, Child Justice Court, which would still be in the same match court. Match court would mean the magistrate's court, but now it's separate from the normal criminal justice system. And that's one of the benefits of having the act in place, because now it means before we charge you, the police officers would arrest you, but then we should not take you into custody. We'd then look for your parent. If parents are not there, we'd look for your guardian. If there's no guardian, then we'd look for a responsible adult. Then tell you, okay, within 48 hours, you must appear before this child justice court. But before you even go to the child justice court, we'd have something called a PI. That's a preliminary inquiry. A probation officer, that means social workers, would assess the child. What's going on? What happened? Mm-hmm. Are you taking responsibility? And the word is taking responsibility, not pleading guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying, guys, listen, I went into the shop. Yes, I took the chocolate. Mm-hmm. I know the example I'm giving is basic. I can't just go to the one with the murder, because now there are too many nuances which are at play with regards to more serious offenses. So that's why I'm giving the example of, guys, I did go into the store. I was hungry. I take responsibility. I did steal the chocolate or the cheese and things like that. So then we do the assessment. The child takes responsibility. Now, the beauty of the act comes into play now. We don't take you to a normal criminal court. We then divert you. Mm-hmm. You would attend programs which are trying to restore and also to mend your ways. As DJ Sebi mentioned, the issue of diversion, you attend programs up until we feel that, you know what, the child understands that what he did was wrong. These are the programs he has attended. He has mended his ways. Therefore, we will not impact negatively his future by now making sure he has a criminal record. Instead of a criminal record, we divert you, you take responsibility, and then you go on with your life, knowing that don't do this again.
Mm. So how would things play out before the CJA?
Yeah, here's the problem. Before the CJA, you'd get arrested, and 10 out of 10 times the police would keep you in custody.
Okay.
Yeah. And now the problem is that, and this is something I've also seen at play, because I've been an attorney for, I think, 16 years and involved in law 18 years now, wherein they would also keep you with the same adults. That's another problem. Mm. There was no separation between minors and the adults. Mm-hmm. And now these adults are talking about serious things. They've been charged with having allegedly committed serious offenses. Now this child is listening. How are we mending his ways? We cannot mend his ways. So you'd go through the normal criminal court system. Sentencing would take place. The trial would take place. Luckily, trials for minors are done in camera. The public is not allowed, except people who have an interest. They would say the mother of the deceased, if it's a murder case, but the mother of the child is there, some family members. Before the CJA, things were a bit hectic, though.
Yo, I can only imagine. I think it was launched on the 1st of April way back in 2010. Does it mean that if you're arrested prior to it being launched, can you use it to probably like get a lesser sentence? Let's say you're arrested prior to the CJA being launched.
You see, then it depends if now the legislature said it has retrospective effect. And I've noticed with most of our laws, they try for it not to have retrospective effect. Because now, if we say it's retrospective, let's say 2 years before it came into law, I committed an offense. Now I wanted to apply to my incident or my case. That would be a bit difficult. So retrospectively, no. We would then go forward from the day it came into law. Then we would apply the law at that stage.
All right. We're hanging out with Justice is in the building right now, just helping us get clarity around this conversation. Maybe your child is currently going to court. Maybe your child has been found guilty. Or maybe you are in a position where you'd like some clarity on something happening that sees your child breaking the law. And maybe you're looking for a lawyer. Whatever question you may have around this conversation, it'll be great to assist you. All you need to do is send us a voice note right now on 060-552-7303. You can remain anonymous if that will make it a little bit easy for you, or you can send us a message. It is at Metro FMSA. That is on all social media accounts. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Traffic coming up, and then we'll get into your questions on the other side.
Space Mornings on the Mighty Metro FM. Now this morning, we try to understand the law when it comes to children who commit crimes. We're chatting to Justice Magai, who is an attorney of the High Court of South Africa. Now a couple of voice notes came through for you, Justice. Let's just take a listen to them quickly.
Hi, Siri. I'm hoping that you will air this voice note. I just wanted to get clarity from Justice. Or then, what is the recourse for those children that the parents call, you know, those boot camp guys that come and take them against their will, maybe for rehabilitation or whatever the case is? I'm a little bit concerned. Or is it viewed as maybe partly kidnapping, or is it really allowed? What does the law have to say about that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good question,
Justice. You heard that?
Yes, thank you. I did hear that. Did you guys want me to answer, or are you going to play other voice notes?
You can take this one.
You can take this one, yes.
Okay, no problem. So now, first of all, it would depend how old are the children, one. And now he says boot camp. Are these the popular shows on TV? Unfortunately, TV and I are not friends of late. I'm too busy. Now tell me. So question is, what are they violating? Is it kidnapping? Can I kidnap my own child if I'm a parent? Or so what I think should happen, the caller would, one, approach social development. Two, approach them the nearest children's court, because now he's a concerned citizen, mm-hmm. saying that my neighbor's child was taken against his will, mm-hmm. To some boot camp. But then how does he know that the child did not consent to go there?
All right.
Okay. So very nuanced too.
Yeah, hence I'm saying it's very difficult, because now you can run to the nearest police station, social development or children's court and say, no, man, I think they kidnapped my neighbor's child. He was forced to go to this boot camp. But how do you know that? Mm-hmm. So then you as a concerned citizen would have to now give us evidence as to actually, yes, it's correct. This 17-year-old went there against his will. And with all due respect, according to me, humble opinion, it would be difficult to prove that he was kidnapped unless you've got inside information. Then perfect, by all means, let's approach law enforcement and also the court system as well.
Okay, this one might just be a little bit lengthy.
Best mornings.
Morning, Metro FM. I would like to ask a question here. How do you go about if you to clear a criminal record for a child who was sentenced to like 5 years suspended? That was back in 2018. Yes, my son was sentenced to 5 years suspended for stabbing his attacker. Apparently they were fighting with the other boys, and then he got sentenced for 5 years suspended. That's about 7 years back. Now I wish to know how to go about clearing the criminal record, because now I see he's having challenges in terms of getting employment, a lot of things, like since he has a criminal record, are not going well for him. So I wish for him to be clear and focus back to his life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. Guys, the CJA also makes provision for the expungement of offenses. Mm-hmm. One, depending on what schedule they are. Schedule one, less serious offenses. Mm-hmm. Two, medium serious offenses, for lack of a better word. And three, those are now the serious offenses, murder, rape, robbery. Now, I can gladly assist the caller. If at the end of the call, mm-hmm. I will leave my details.
Okay.
There's a provision in the CJA which talks about expungement of records. If it's after 5 years, if it's after 10 years, I can gladly assist the caller in finding out first what happened. And then two, do we qualify to bring the application for expungement? If yes, I will gladly assist. We can discuss the nuances of the assistance, of course.
One last one.
Good morning, besties. But then,
hi.
If the parent is sending the child to the bootcamp and the parent is underage, doesn't that make the parent a custodian, and hence they can transfer custody to the bootcamp people?
Mm-hmm. I think that the call was a bit fast. So
okay, let me
now,
play it again, sorry.
Camp,
let me play it again
no
for
problem.
You.
Good morning, besties. But then, if the parent is sending the child to the bootcamp and the parent is underage, doesn't that make the parent a custodian, and hence they can transfer custody to the bootcamp people?
I think he's also asking a question linked to the first voice note that came in.
The first one, So now the thing is, so parent, of course, is the guardian of the child, has all legal rights. Now, the child consents to go to bootcamp, no problem. Then the parent transfers all the rights he or she has as a parent to the bootcamp people. So they'll be in loco parentis, in the position of a parent. So I see nothing wrong with that. Hence, I said earlier on, we need to be careful to say, do we have evidence that the kids were forced to attend bootcamp? They were kidnapped and so on and so forth. So definitely there's nothing wrong if there's consent and then the rights are transferred to the bootcamp people. 100%.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Justice Makhai, who's an attorney of the High Court of South Africa. We're talking about understanding the law when it comes to children who commit crimes. For those who want to reach out, and perhaps the person who sent the voice note, maybe give us your details.
No problem. You can find me on my website, makhaiattorneys.co.za. Then on WhatsApp, 083-245-9087. Send a WhatsApp. I'll get in touch with you. Definitely, I would be of great assistance for any legal matters, especially ones where I'm an expert at.
All right. Please repeat the number just briefly.
083-245-9087. 90 90 87. WhatsApp messages, I will attend to them. Not immediately, but I will definitely attend to them.
All right. Get a new SIM card because the phone's about to crash.
I know. That's why I said not immediately, because already the phone is ringing. Oh, the phone is ringing. Thank you, Metro FM.
No problem. Listen, if you missed the number, we'll load up the podcast for you on metrofm.co.za.